two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
The works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:19 and 20. The role of the law is to bring knowledge of what sin is, but it has no power to remove sin and bring about justification. To be justified means to be examined and found without record of sin. When we trade our stained life for the pure life of Jesus, there is no longer a record of sin in our history. In Christ, we are holy, pure, and blameless. Therefore, as those who have been redeemed and justified by his blood, let us not live as though we are pardoned criminals who do not deserve the favor of God. Though the law cannot save us, we cannot know what sin is without the law. Paul wrote, "Is the law sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I could not have come to know sin except through the law." Today, many in the church believe that keeping the commandments is legalism. Real legalism is the belief that you can be your own savior and you have no need of Christ. Interestingly, the term legalism is not found in the scriptures, but lawlessness is. At judgment, Jesus will tell sinners, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Today's text teaches us that keeping the law cannot save us. Christians are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. But let us ask, can we be saved apart from keeping God's law? Paul addresses this in the previous chapter of Romans when he says, "For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified." It seems like a contradiction, but the apostle is teaching that though the law cannot justify us, no one can be justified if they are in rebellion against God's law. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, "If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments."
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.